Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I am currently on the West Coast, which looks pretty much like the other one. The actors and writers are picketing with no end in sight. I am trying to come up with some silver linings about the Hollywood strikes. Well, one is that many viewers now have time to catch up on all those shows they've heard about but haven't had time to watch. Personally, I'm going to dive into Better Call Saul finally. Also, there's some breathing room now for struggling writers. They may finally be able to get their work read by agents or managers who now have time to read, if not sell. New writers should know that if their work is sold, they will not be able to join the Writers Guild later. Now, I primarily cover the theater world, as you know, and here's another possible silver lining. All the actors prohibited from doing TV or film now, well, they're available for stage productions. Wouldn't that be interesting? Now, as for what is happening in my other home, New York, Broadway is alive, but not so well. The latest shows to close prematurely include Camelot at Lincoln Center. This adaptation by Aaron Sorkin never quite satisfied and just pulled down the curtain last weekend. New York, New York has announced its premature ending. I'm not the least bit surprised. It was mediocre, and audiences were not willing to wait 2.5 hours for that big familiar finale. Sean Hayes's play, the award-winning Goodnight Oscar, well, that ends in a few weeks. That's his choice, not ours. Lea Michele's show-saving run in Funny Girl also will close soon. Unless a strong understudy is found, I can't imagine that one continuing. Virtually all the Tony winners and nominees are gone. I am keeping an eye on Kimberly Akimbo and Shucked. Bottom line, if you are eager to see a Broadway show, this is your moment. Aside from the usually big four or so, there are half-price tickets to be had. Now, we're not even hearing about many fall shows coming, as we often do at this time. The next big one, in fact, opening imminently, is the stage adaptation of Back to the Future. This could qualify as the new family show to see. I confess I didn't get through to the second act when I saw it in London, but that may have been jet lag. A new one about the filming of the movie Jaws is soon to appear at the Golden Theater. Who knew? Meanwhile, the layoffs continue at off-Broadway and regional theaters across the country. It's a bleak time for stage productions. There's no other way to put it. The film business, on the other hand, despite being shut down due to the strikes, is being momentarily saved by a doll invented in 1961 and a physicist who built the gadget that ended a war and scared the hell out of a lot of us who grew up diving under school desks. The dual openings of Barbie and Oppenheimer. I think it's fair to say that the so-called competition between them is helping them both. Hundreds of million dollars are flowing in thanks to filmmakers Christopher Nolan and Greta Gerwig. I have written personal pieces this month about both of those movies. I grew up part-time next to the real Barbie, and our families became friends. Her mom, Ruth Handler, was the dynamo who talked a Mattel corporation filled with men into the idea that little girls would rather play with dolls who looked and acted like they would like to look and act, as opposed to playing with little baby dolls. Ruth, in fact, gave my daughter some original Barbie she still has. She was an amazing woman. After she suffered and survived breast cancer for a while, she went on to invent breast prostheses. She and her husband had been tossed out of Mattel, which they co-founded, for some tax charges. Both Handlers are now gone. Barbara remains in Los Angeles. But there wasn't a time when I had people at my house when they did not become excited to meet the real Barbie next door. Oppenheimer personally meant more to me in that my father spent the latter part of his successful life speaking out about and raising money for banning all things nuclear. He had been in Japan at the end of the war and saw the damage the new weapon called Little Boy could do. The movie is an epic portrait of 3 hours, and I never budged or shut one eye. So except for the excitement of those films, and I guess you have to add Mission Impossible, thank you, Tom Cruise, things are pretty bleak in the entertainment world. So as I always say, it's a good time to support your local live and smaller theaters. The Eisenhower one-man show in New York City at St. Clement's off-Broadway always keeps getting extended, And now its star, John Rubinstein, is inviting audiences to stay after for some interesting discussions. Great Barrington, which you know well, always seems alive and creative and filled with interesting stuff. I remain in Los Angeles. I'll be taking in one show written by Harold Pinter, one of my favorites, a show I have never heard of called A Slight Ache, and another by Terrence McNally that I also had never heard of. So that just proves there are always new things to discover if you're in the mood to search. Anyway, I'll search you out and see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.